The following podcast is by Mr. Jim Taylor, elder law and special needs attorney, helping and protecting those who need long-term care.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And for those of you listening on podcasts or on the radio, please check this program out on YouTube. We do have some PowerPoint slides that will be very, very important. If this is something and a topic that you're interested in, we are welcomed today by Mr. Jim Taylor, and he is an elder law attorney, and he is educating us again on VA compensation. And this has had to do with, if you've been injured, let's say you have an injured while in military service, maybe it comes back later in your life or whatever. The point of the matter being is there is compensation available for veterans. And so we're talking a little bit today about how you qualify, what are the determining factors. And now we're in our last segment at this hour, and we're going to talk about long-term care. And of course, that's kind of my lane. So I might know a little bit more, and I won't be sitting here in the dark so much, Jim.
Well, before we jump into long-term care, it occurs to me that there's one big thing about compensation that I probably ought to mention.
Okay.
There are certain diseases that are presumed to be compensable for someone who served in the military in a certain location. For example, anyone in Vietnam during the Vietnam War is assumed to have been exposed to Agent Orange.
Correct.
And there are, I think more than 20 different health issues that are now attributed to Agent Orange. And if these pop up and, you know, in a veteran, and the veteran served in Vietnam, they just forget it. It's connected. We just assume it's connected because we've seen it so much. We're not even going to fight that fight. We, the VA, we're not going to fight that fight. I think we're going to see the same thing with burn pits at military bases, because burn pits, you know, if they burn rubber and that puts stuff into the air, they burn plastics and that puts stuff in the air, they burn their trash. And I realize why they do, but it puts stuff in the air, and then the personnel on base breathe that.
Right.
I think we're going to see the same sort of thing for the Kuwait and Iraq wars, with the war on terror that started in 1990 with the Desert Shield. Because as it was departing, as Iraqi soldiers were departing Kuwait, they set many oil wells on fire.
They sure did.
In Kuwait. So exposure to those fumes, I think, is going to be another level of presumptive connectedness. Right. And so if we see a disease, you know, that may be on a list that hasn't out yet, and we see that someone served in Iraq or in Kuwait, we're going to assume it's connected.
Well, and we're
a new
also
one that I think we're going to see.
Yeah.
Because you now see these on TV. If you watch television, you see advertisements for it. Yes. Exposure to the water at Camp Lejeune. And this has very little to do with the military. It was a dry cleaner nearby that leaked dry cleaning fluid into the water table. And then that water got used at Camp Lejeune. And so people were drinking stuff with perchloroethylene in it.
Wow.
Dry cleaning fluid.
And not to mention things like CTE.
Exactly.
TBI, traumatic brain injury. Some of those things that they may be somewhat functional during their lifetime, but as they get older, that can trigger Alzheimer's, dementia, much more so and much more quickly, such as early onset, et cetera, which obviously here we are on talking about long-term care.
Right. But that presumption from a traumatic brain injury to a dementia hasn't yet been adopted by the VA, to my knowledge.
Okay.
You still have to prove that that one led to the other. I'm not saying you can't prove it.
Yeah. It's really, really obvious that that's okay.
But with Agent Orange exposure, if you've got ischemic heart disease and you were in Vietnam, or you were on one of the boats that ran supplies up the river, or you were on the ships that sent those supplies out, meaning you were there when the sailors came back from those supply missions, or you serviced the airplanes that carried and then dropped the Agent Orange. Mm-hmm. You've got exposure. They're not going to ask, is it connected? Because they've just presumed it's connected. Ischemic heart Correct. Disease and type 2 diabetes are the two that I immediately remember because they're the most common. But yep. there's another 18 or more of assumed or presumed conditions if you were in Vietnam or serviced the supply chain, I mean, the supply routes in Vietnam or the airplanes that carried the Agent Orange.
Yeah. Makes
sense. Totally we basically dropped it like it was bombs. We just, yeah. or like we were fighting a fire, just dropped it on the forest. It was a defoliant to knock the leaves off and make it easier to see the enemy. But long-term health effects. So now that I've used my time up to hit those presumptive things, mm-hmm. I want to talk about VA long-term care services. This is not money. VA compensation is money. VA pension is money. VA long-term care services are actual services administered through the health side of the VA. The same group that runs the VA hospitals, for good or for ill, the same group that runs the hospitals, okay? But there are a number of services available. Geriatric evaluation is available through VA long-term care services. Adult day health care is available. Okay. Respite care, granted, that's taking care of a veteran who qualifies, mm-hmm. but it's a break for the family.
Temporary.
Family caregivers, mm-hmm. okay?
Yep.
And skilled home health care, so nurses and therapists at home. But
yes.
you flip over to the Medicaid side, it's the medical versus non-medical. The
Correct.
Aides who clean you up after you go to the bathroom and who help you shower, that's non-medical. The nurses and therapists who come, nurses taking the blood pressure in and giving you IVs and inserting IV needles or changing IV bags or whatever, or the therapist with speech, occupational health therapy, physical therapy, et cetera. Those are all skilled or medical health care. So
okay.
VA offers home health care that is skilled, does not yet seem to offer home health care that is non-skilled. But adult day health care may cover some of that. Granted, it's not in the home, may have to go to an adult day center. Okay. But those services are available. And then a number of services that are tied to being in a particular residence. VA helps support assisted livings. They have a number of assisted living communities where they have a contract. So
right.
veterans can be there really inexpensively or maybe even free.
Mm-hmm.
There are personal care homes, which is like an assisted living, even smaller, five.
We call them here in the state of Washington, yeah. adult family homes.
Yep. Yep. Family care homes are kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
And then group living homes where you don't quite need as much care, but they are group living homes, again, supported by the VA. Psychiatric community residential care homes. Yeah. Okay. So now we're talking mental health issues.
Yeah.
So it's kind of group home living or personal care home, but maybe with some security.
Right.
And a focus on psychiatric and psychological care.
Mm-hmm.
More so than your routine health care.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Not to say that psychological care isn't health. Okay.
No, but it's things like PTSD.
Right. Exactly. There are VA community living centers. So that's all VA. That is all VA. They have a lot of contracts with community nursing homes.
Yep.
And then most states, maybe all, have at least one state veterans home. Now, these are, as I understand them, mostly operated by the state, but overseen by the VA.
Right.
So there's a partnership there between the state and the VA in operating these homes. So now those are all the veteran has to live somewhere. Now, the services I've described here in VA long-term care, because they're through VA health, are not available to the spouse or dependents. So
right.
this does not go to parents, children, and spouses like right. compensation does. It doesn't go to surviving spouses like VA pension does.
Right.
This is VA health care, not in a VA hospital, because that's a different animal, but that's not a long-term care. Okay, that's acute stuff. Same arm of the VA. I'm assuming they're kind of divisions within VA Health so that the people operating the hospitals aren't all spending an equal amount of time operating the long-term care arm, because there are two different skill sets. Mm-hmm. But it all is under the same VA Health umbrella. Okay.
Got it.
And then to qualify for this, have to qualify for VA compensation or VA pension, have to have income low enough to qualify. So then that's kind of the pension test.
Right.
And I don't know that there is a hard and fast number on that, because some of the costs of living and costs of these services around the country vary so widely.
Sure.
Where that VA makes pension total sense. Has a, you know, VA pension is simply, does your income cover your health costs? And if not, so that's very dependent on your income and cost of health care. But compensation is just, were you injured ill because of something in the military and you're now disabled? Here's money. It's the same in Washington as it is in California, as it is in Ohio. Sure. So compensation rates don't vary by location. Okay.
Got it.
But if you have other government benefits available, AKA Medicaid, mm-hmm. then you may not qualify here, because if Medicaid is going to pay for it, VA doesn't want to.
No.
But these are available.
But Medicaid may pay for the spouse.
Medicaid may pay for the spouse, because these VA long-term care
or a special trust might pay for the spouse. That there's different types of ways in which that's what an elder law attorney's for.
Yep, exactly. And just as a parting note, if anyone is watching this on YouTube, they may have noticed the National Business Institute logo in the lower right. These are slides from a presentation I've done for NBI a number of times now. First did it for a seminar aimed at Ohio attorneys, but they couldn't find a volunteer for a New York seminar, so I did it. I think I did one for Georgia recently. I've got one coming up for Connecticut, and I just rearranged these slides a little bit to be able to cover the same topic. So yes, they were for NBI, but these are still Jim Kaler's slides.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on the program, Jim, again. You know, you always educate us, and your information is so badly needed. So thank you so much for being with us this hour.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And for each and every one of you, we're very glad you've been with us this hour talking about VA compensation. And for those of you that are interested in reaching out to Jim in Ohio, Jim, how do we reach you?
You can check out my website at protectingseniors.com, and there's a contact page there. Or you can reach me through an email I have created specifically for Answers for Elders, Jay Kaler, my name, J-K-O-E-W-L-E-R, dash, so one dash, one hyphen, A-F-E, like Answers for Elders, so Jay Kaler dash A-F-E at protectingseniors.com. Yes, I'm fussy about my emails. I like to know how people found me.
Well, we like that you are with us this hour, and certainly always. And so to each and every one of you, have a wonderful week. And until then, be good to each other. State of Ohio residents, you have a friend to help you navigate long-term care while protecting your assets. You can reach Jim at www.protectingseniors.com, or just email him at jkoewler-afe, that's jkaler-afe at protectingseniors.com.
Hey everybody, Jared Sebestier, host of Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. Few people could just flip the switch from working a career 30 or 40 plus years, retiring on Friday, without methodical steps to living what we call a repurposed retirement. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.